from KQED.
A huge flock of sandhill cranes, each bird 4 feet tall, is touching down at a wildlife preserve near the San Joaquin River. But they're not here for the river. In fact, it's hard to find the river at all.
This would be considered the main channel. This is it?
Yes, what you're looking at is the main channel of the river, and there's no water in it.
I'm walking across a dusty riverbed outside of Los Banos in the Central Valley with Monty Schmidt of the Natural Resources Defense Council. The drought is one reason we're not waist-deep in water, but it's not the only reason.
This is a highly altered river. The federal government built Fryant Dam and for 60 years dried up the river.
The San Joaquin runs from the Sierra Nevada all the way down to San Francisco Bay. But in the 1940s, a new dam near Fresno corralled the river to irrigate 1 million acres of Central Valley farmland.
Just that change alone had a huge impact on the river. Obviously, all the salmon were wiped out.
With the river no longer flowing most years, it was the end of the state's second largest salmon run, at least until recently. Schmidt's group sued the federal government and in 2006 signed an agreement that launched the return of Chinook salmon to the river.
Female. Adipose present.
Back in December, Matt Bigelow of California's Department of Fish and Wildlife examined a large female Chinook with a smattering of black spots. The fish was caught in the lower San Joaquin, where downstream tributaries get the river flowing again.
We take measurements on the length of the fish, and then we check them to see if they're ripeness for the males and females.
Ripeness, meaning eggs and sperm. These fish are trying to get upstream to reproduce, and they're getting some help from a kind of salmon shuttle service. Bigelow and his team load them in a tanker truck that hauls them upstream, past the dry part of the river, and releases them near Fryant Dam.
You know, obviously what we're doing right here, this is quite a bit of intervention to get fish up into suitable spawning habitat.
Gerald Hatler oversees the project for the state. Returning salmon to this river means moving them fish by fish right now, because the river isn't quite ready for water to start flowing.
There's still a lot of things that need to happen. There's still substantial physical barriers to the fish moving upstream.
Crews need to screen off water pipes and intakes and put in drains to prevent farmland from flooding. Under the restoration plan, the river won't start flowing again until more of those projects are done. And they're behind schedule. That means the young that hatch from these salmon won't be able to reach the ocean on their own, at least not without a miracle.
If Mother Nature gives us a lot of water in the spring of 2014, we may see a large number of those juveniles make their way out.
The chances of that, slim to none. So the restoration team is planning to move the young salmon downstream in trucks, just like their parents.
The reality is it's not going according to plan.
Cannon Michael farms about 10,000 acres just outside of Los Banos. An old fork of the San Joaquin River runs right through it. It's choked with dry vegetation, but it's on the list for restoration at some point.
With the progress that they're making in terms of physical projects, this is way down the road.
Michael says there's been a lot of frustration. Farmers agreed to give up about 18% of their water under the restoration in exchange for new water supply projects and barriers to keep the river from encroaching onto their land.
Don't just put back fish and spend a lot of money trucking them around the river. Don't you want to get the river fixed to the point where you can have them go up the river instead of trucking them?
The first phase of the project is expected to cost $500 million, with the bulk of it coming from Congress. But with the economic downturn, appropriations have been slow. Still, after 8 years of work, Michael doesn't want to see the project in the political crosshairs.
Let's find a way to get people back on board with it instead of it being a divisive thing, you know, where the, you know, GOP maybe is using it as a tool.
Monty Schmidt of the Natural Resources Defense Council agrees.
The old model is to sit in court fighting each other. Instead, we all sat down and we worked something out that we all could live with and support.
Schmidt says he's looking at a drought bill from Senator Dianne Feinstein that could help some of these restoration projects get rolling. Even if that happens, the river wouldn't start flowing this year. Federal officials have said the flows will be cut because of the extreme drought. I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, the David B. Gold Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.